out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, you are receiving us. We appreciate the flapping fuck out of it.
Flapping.
Let your fucks flap.
Fapping.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. You know, we may mention the word gun. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and R.I.P. Tom Petty.
Fuck off.
No, he's dead. Look it up.
Seriously?
Yep, he died. Cardiac arrest.
I just found this out.
Fucking dead. That suck.
Well, there you
God damn it, man. I All love right. Tom Petty. All well, right. I loved him. He's with Jesus.
tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you like, at Crab Diving. One word, CrabDiving. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving.
What's going on over there?
I'm just watching stuff load here. Okay. As it's taking a while, a little right. bit slow this Monday. I should have fired up my computer a little earlier.
It matters not. We're still here being entertaining. I mean, you know, whatever.
I think it's going through some
yay
antivirus kind of deal.
Right.
Getting rid of its AIDS. Thanks for joining us. You can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving. I think I said that already. CrabDiving. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Hole.
Whatever you buy, we get a little nib, a little taste.
We get paid, baby.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
That's right.
There you go. Well, I mean, there's been a shooting.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure you have heard.
Thoughts
I mean,
and prayers. Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
I don't, you know, we don't really have a whole hell of a lot more to say about it other than, well, the usual.
Gee, I hope you're not going to politicize this today at Vile Experience. What a crime.
I mean, why would we think this? If a pile of dead kids didn't change anything, why would we even remotely think that it would be in any other capacity?
Yeah, I mean,
oh, Tom Petty was only 66.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't like ancient old.
Yeah.
Oh, well, bummer.
Yeah, man. I love Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Man, they have some great fucking songs. I heard somebody last night in a bar say, somebody brought up Tom Petty just randomly, and I heard somebody say, "Who's Tom Petty?" I was like, "Listen, I'm going to throw this chair at you figuratively."
Oh, really?
You know, God, how do you not know? How do you not know Tom Petty, piece of shit? God.
Wait, he's officially dead, right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
He is.
I just saw two or three reports that said that he was in cardiac arrest, was on life support at the hospital. But
he was brain dead.
Apparently no longer
they
anymore.
They pulled him off the life support earlier.
Big bummer.
Yeah, that fucking sucks, man.
I mean, you know, I don't know really. What do you say about what's going on in Vegas?
Hey, you can say one thing. Don't vote for Republicans. Don't vote for Republicans because they don't give a fuck about you, obviously. They care about the NRA and sucking gun dick. That's it.
Yeah, Hillary Rodham Clinton, you know, the most corrupt politician ever, right, apparently.
Fuck you, Bernie bros, you dickbags.
She tweeted out something about, you know, they're going to be voting soon in Congress to legalize silencers.
I saw that, of course.
And they, she said, you know, imagine had a silencer been on this gun that there's,
yes,
they just wouldn't have been able to, would have taken them even longer to figure out where the hell it was coming from. You'd still be able to hear it despite, it ain't like on Jack Bauer. That's not how silencers work. If you Google it, go to the YouTube and watch actual suppressed guns being fired. You still hear shit. It's not like a little, on TV. That's bullshit. That's Hollywood lies.
Why were people saying today that, I heard somebody saying like the gunfire as it was going, it sounded like somebody like flipping cards or like.
Oh, that was Brian Williams. Brian Williams was describing. Some people have described it as when you put a card in your spokes as a kid. As your bike spokes. It was like,
yeah,
which is exactly what, you know, if you've seen the videos from it, you can hear it. It sounds like it's like, and about 30 or 40 shots, and then pause, reload,
or 40 shots,
and then, God. Yeah, I think the clips are 30 in some of these automatic, fully automatic. Eyes kind of, yes, rifles, you know. So right now they're still trying to figure out what's going on. God, they're so desperate on the right. They are so desperate
for this to be a Muslim guy.
Oh my God,
ISIS, whatever.
Yeah, there's a couple of quote journalists I saw out there who right away, this is ISIS affiliated. It's Muslim. It's religious. It's everything. And then when they found out it's a white guy, you're like, oh fuck. But then ISIS claims credit. ISIS claimed credit for your diarrhea this morning, yeah, people. And, ISIS came, right, is now
did
claiming
really?
Credit for everything.
Because that would make sense. Listen, yeah. And they're very credible, aren't they? ISIS, you know? Why wouldn't you believe anything ISIS has to say? By the way, musician and comedian Rick Wood, he used to be on the Crab Diving Network. He had a morning show called Morning Wood. We feature his music all over this fucking thing. And I've been chatting with him about Tom Petty. And I'm going to throw this YouTube thing on YouTube. Learning to Fly, Tom Petty performs it with Stevie Nicks in 2009. It's amazing. I'm going to throw it on Crab Diving. Man, fucking, oh God, the news just sucks today. It just sucks so much garbage. And there's nothing but, you know, unless you're not human, I don't know how you can have anything but rage towards the GOP. I mean, sure, it's the shooter's fault. He did it. He shot all those fucking people. But my God, the Republicans sure make it easy for people to, fuck, I don't know, fill our country full of bullets and corpses,
well, yeah,
and
even
dead
if
people.
A fully automatic rifle is not legal in this country still. They're saying, well, the laws wouldn't change anything. The only thing the laws hurt are legal, are law-abiding citizens who want to have guns like this.
God,
criminals are going to get one anyway, you libtards.
Yeah.
And they point out to, you know, well, look at the Bataclan in France. They got rifles. Guns are illegal in France.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Well, look at the numbers.
Well, let's also look at the, I put up an article on our Facebook.com/crabdiving from 2016. It was about how an unqualified success by the numbers Australia's ban on guns has become since, they had a mass shooting and they, woke the fuck up.
Yeah.
And put some really strict.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, but in America, we wouldn't be allowed to draw a comparison between that and a drop in mass shootings. Or the GOP wouldn't do that.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm just making a point.
Oh, yeah. That. No, they're preventing here in the United States. They don't even want us counting shit.
Oh, yeah. They don't want the CDC to look at gun violence. Can you imagine? What the fuck is our problem? We suck.
But if you go over to our Facebook page, it's a story from 2016 that's relevant, just about how well the gun ban worked in Australia for murders. Guess what? Fewer people are getting killed. Australia data, here it is, shows Gun control is a huge success 20 years after mass shooting. That was they plunged after this gun ban.
Yes.
It plunged to 0.15 per 100,000.
No shit.
The chances of being murdered by a gun to from 0.54, a decline of 72%.
72 fucking percent, man. 72% less dead people? Is that
you're less 72% less likely to get killed, murderated by a gun.
Well, damn.
In 96, Australia had 311 murders, of which 98 were with guns. In 2004, even though the population went up 5 million people, they had 35 gun deaths.
Wow. 35. What do we have? 30,000. Honestly, about 30,000 in a year.
Yeah, 35 a week, a day.
Nobody cares. It's shocking. They just don't care in this country. They care more about the fucking NRA lobby and getting a D or an F from the NRA. It's insane.
And there have been 0.0 mass shootings since.
Yeah.
In that country.
And I'll say this for people that, you know, thought it was insensitive to talk about when Steve Scalise got shot by that AR-15 to bring up the hypocrisy of it. Suck my dick. That, I mean, you know, what the fuck? That the Republicans don't give a fuck. They don't fucking care, man.
Well, that's the official line from the White House today. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, I don't think it's time to politicize this. It's not time to talk politics right now.
Yes, it's never time. Hey, listen, if you're a black person, it's never time for you to protest the fact that the police are just shooting you to death for no fucking reason. You know, there's no reason to protest because you aren't treated the same if you're a gay person. There's never a good time. And there's never a good time to talk about these fucking guns. Not one good time.
And how, I mean, it's just a sad state of affairs in our world, what they've turned this country into, the terrification of the right, how they've turned everything into, oh my God, brown people are coming to kill you. You better go buy Jim Baker bucket food.
And guns.
And yeah, so that's why you got to buy guns. And we played that one commercial that one time from that fucking harpy.
Oh,
Dana
God.
Loesch, who is particularly loathsome today, of course. She's,
right.
You know, it's right in her wheelhouse going after guns. And, but it's all like, you know, this, they're domestic. Domestic terrors are the or they don't Ooh. Say that terror. They don't say domestic terror because
oh,
they
no way.
Are domestic terror.
Right.
They say terrors on the rise and home invasions and killers and Negroes coming for you. You better buy guns.
Yeah. And you never need any citations. You never need any proof. But the progressives, they have all the, you know, they have the numbers. We can see that the guns fucking kill people, but you aren't allowed to say it. You're a fucking ninny, a cuck if you mention it. It's just
I saw the word cuck today.
It's just garbage.
From one of those gun dicks.
God, we're cucks.
You know, it was Posobiec.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Who is probably a gun dick, but not. Yeah. He's more of a Pizzagate, tiki torch wielder.
Right.
Kind of a alt-right dickwad. He was the one who was on.
God.
We played a clip the other day from Alex Jones. It was him, that Jack Posobiec guy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I saw in his timeline, God. He commented something about the cuckification of America. I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You're
you know
so
what?
Insecure. Your tiny Ooh. Little balls.
God.
That you're so sensitive about your little masculinity.
Sensitive.
It's just ridiculous.
I mean, you know, that's so funny. They say it's never a good time to politicize the gun debate. But the Republicans will always say, if only there were guns there. If only there were good guys at guns there at the scene to kill the shooter, then how the fuck is that not politicizing it? It's okay to politicize it in that manner?
Well, I've got a story here.
Fucking stupid.
This is out of Think Progress.
Yes.
But a guitarist for a group, I don't know if they had opened... they played at this festival that they had. It was like a 3-day music fest.
Oh, cool.
In Vegas. Country music, y'all.
Oh, God.
And this guy's name is Caleb Keeter.
Caleb Keeter, motherfucker.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He's a guitarist for a Texas group called the Josh Abbott Band.
Okay.
Lifelong supporter of Second Amendment rights.
Oh, yes.
On Sunday, he was there in Vegas. He was playing the main stage at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, or Route 91, however you say it, Harvest Festival, hours before. So he wasn't on stage at the time, but they yes. had played earlier.
Right.
He was among the thousands that was there that ended up running to safety, survived. But on Monday morning, he tweeted a message that he wrote. He probably looks like a screen capture from Facebook or something.
Yes.
I've been a proponent of the Second Amendment my entire life. Until the events of last night, I cannot express how wrong I was.
Wow.
We actually have members of our crew with CHL licenses and legal firearms on the bus. They were useless. So there you go. You've got a country band of Second Amendment nuts
yeah.
with guns
right.
on the bus and CHL licenses. And how would that even remotely assist you?
I don't know, because from what I understand, it was, I mean, I can't imagine what that it must have been a fucking nightmare. It must have been chaos. There must have been people injured for being trampled. It's fucking, Vegas is chaos to walk through anyway. Now imagine somebody from a fucking building shooting guns at you, or you know, are you supposed to have a pistol and fire up at the, you don't know what you're firing at.
Everybody, he says, we couldn't touch him for fear police might think we were part of the massacre right. and shoot us, which is what we heard out of San Bernardino, if I remember correctly, the shooting yes. there at the college, that there were a couple people who, okay, you could say, well, this, okay, he was up in the air, he's 36 floors up and stuff like that, but what about the one who kicks you in your door? What about the Negroes that come to kill you?
What about the stats that support the fact that those home invasions are happening at a huge clip, you know? I mean, I don't know. It's fucking insane, dude. It's fucking nuts. I don't know.
He continues, we need gun control right now.
Right.
Good
for him.
My biggest regret is that I stubbornly didn't realize it until my brothers on the road and myself were threatened by it. We are unbelievably fortunate to not be among the number of victims killed or seriously wounded by this maniac. So the guys at San Bernardino realized that they would be possibly considered part of the problem if they're walking around with their guns out.
Yeah.
When the police don't know what's going on, that it's not, you're not fucking Rambo. You're not Jack Bauer. But they all think they're gonna.
they all
think they're gonna make the news, be the big fucking hero.
Yeah, that's insane. How horrible, man. It's like, how many people died?
58. We have so far maybe 59, I saw a little while ago, and over 500 injured.
God.
I tweeted out earlier, we get in trouble. Well, usually you get in trouble because you do a lot of the gun tweets for calling them weapons of mass destruction. How the gun nuts, the amosexuals, the fucking muzzle suckers lose their little tiny minds. Oh, what do you mean weapon of mass destruction, you snowflake? It's yeah. just a tool, weapon of mass destruction. 500 people are
Absolutely.
Injured.
Absolutely.
58 are dead. How is that not mass destruction?
What do you consider mass destruction? I don't know. God.
Good God, they're saying he had 19 guns.
Why? Was he part of a gun show or some bullshit like that?
No, I don't think so. There was a gun show there.
Oh, okay.
Not too distant past, he might have picked up some shit at the gun show. They don't, you yes. know, they're still piecing it together, obviously. They're right. trying to figure out what's going on. But this guy's been a little different than everybody. Nobody can really figure out what's going on with this guy. There's no manifesto. There's no...
Is it true that he had a gambling thing going on? And he was just
upset, he was for a long time. That's why he moved near Vegas. Yeah. He's just a big-time gambler. But he... no social media... You know, I hate Hillary right. or I hate Trump or I hate anything to really find out what his mindset might have been or whatever. I mean, obviously,
I mean, kind
of lost like, his mind, but.
Right. I always feel like at this part of the thing, it's like, well, what's it matter now? I mean, I don't know. What is his motivation even fucking matter? Unless it's connected to something else. Who knows?
There's a meme that says the NRA has donated over almost $4 million to members of Congress.
It's nuts that no one, I mean, if you even bring up the fact that the NRA and these Republicans should be held accountable for all these fucking murders and all this bullshit, people lose their minds. I mean, you know, you can't say there's not a connection between, you know, this gun legislation the GOP passes and what and all these deaths, you know,
or legislation they don't pass.
Right. Thanks, Steve Scalise. God, that guy got fucking shot and he can't see the light. I mean, really, it's terrifying.
Because he's on the other end of those donations.
Oh, yeah. He didn't give a shit. It's true. It's that money that matters more than all those dead people in Vegas and all the dead kids in Sandy Hook. It's the money. Yeah. They don't give a shit.
We've talked about it a million times. The numbers, the polling shows that even among NRA members, they're all for background checks. They're all for even limiting high capacity. Sane ones are for limiting high capacity magazines. You know, other sane kind of shit. Banning assault rifles like this.
God, assault rifles.
Well, automatic. They don't want their ARs banned. Don't take my AR away. How am I going to shoot Bambi?
How am I going to shoot squirrels without my silencer? I want to sneak up on them.
Well, that's some bullshit. That's just lies. The that you're going to go hunting with a silencer.
People
that
say
you don't want to scare the animals away.
Yeah,
it doesn't. It's not how silencers work. We talked about it. It only knocks off a few decibels, and at best, it kind of obfuscates where a gun might be, a shot might be coming from. Which so many cities now, you know, they were New York has it. I think Chicago has it. I don't know if LA had it yet, but I'm sure Pensacola does not have it.
They don't have shit.
you can London big time, but they have these microphones that are sensitive to listening for gunshots, and they triangulate where these gunshots came from.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, sure, in the neighborhood.
That's cool.
High crime neighborhoods. And a silencer might fuck that up, maybe. It might you know, help kind of so if you disguise where it might be coming from, but it wouldn't suddenly, like I said, it's not like a like an ant fart.
Right. you imagine a deer is being stalked in the woods and a guy shoots at the deer with a silencer. The deer's not going to be like, where the fuck is it coming from?
The rest of the deer.
Good God.
Won't scatter. That's just bullshit.
God, if you vote Republican, what do? Do you sit all day watching Fox News just being stupid and enjoying buying into all this garbage?
And how sporting is that anyway?
It's not sporting.
If you have to have all the latest in heat-seeking technology and night vision glasses and everything, how fucking, you're not, that tells me that you're playing live Call of Duty and you're pretending the deer or Al-Qaeda or something. You're not into the feeding the family or anything. I don't get hunting to begin with.
I don't either.
If on the outside chance you actually need it for your family to live, okay. But I don't understand the whole hunting thing to begin with. It's
right.
If somebody tells me they're big into hunting, I kind of wonder why your parents didn't love you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people or something like that. Like sometimes you need it to cull the deer population because of deer ticks and shit like that. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, Daryl Hall's like, you should go out and kill deer so you don't get Lyme disease from these fucking ticks. You don't get facial paralysis. Fuck, I don't know, man. I mean, we live in a crazy fucking time. How many guns did this fucker have in his hotel room?
Crazy country. The 10-ish or something?
What the fuck?
Tons of them. They're trying to figure out. Well, and, you know, it's Vegas. It's Nevada where you can open carry all the time.
Oh,
so,
yes. Perfect.
I mean, technically, he could have been walking around amassing these guns and just walking in.
Well, you know, I mean,
one at a time.
All those people on that tour bus had those guns and they couldn't do anything. Isn't that the whole point of having an open carry law that people can walk around protected with their big fucking gun strapped across their back just in case anything pops off? But now It just proves that it doesn't fucking matter one bit. I don't know.
So, and then we had Trump.
Yeah. Jeez.
Trump comes out and says, warm condolences.
Thanks for your leadership.
My warmest condolences to the victims. It's so weird.
God.
He can't even do that right.
He can't do shit. What is it? Why can't he not be bizarre? If he's not saying something incredibly insensitive or racist or sexist, he's weird. He's just fucked up. It's like, Obama always said the right fucking thing.
Yeah, I haven't even checked to see if Obama has tweeted anything.
Right.
I'm sure whatever he has said it would be, will be sane and sober and the right thing to say.
Yeah.
Unlike our little baby man in chief.
God, he sucks.
I'm sure can't wait now. We were talking about this a little bit offline.
Crab diving offline conversation.
Now he's got another record. Oh, I understand. Yeah. This is the biggest mass shooting ever.
God.
Like the hurricanes. Oh, he couldn't wait to tell you this is the biggest. They've never seen anything like it. No one's ever seen anything like it.
What's with all the superlatives? Is there nobody in his fucking entourage to say, don't make a big deal about this being the biggest mass shooting ever? It's nothing to be proud of, you dickhead.
Yeah.
What is he? Hey, why don't you go golfing and win another trophy and donate it to the, you know, donate it to the honor of the people that fucking died in this mass shooting, right? Like he did to the hurricane victims or something bizarre like that. Everything's weird with him. It's just
God, bummer about Tom Petty.
Oh yeah, dead. Oh, especially
he was a heroin addict at one point. I don't know. I know coke damages your heart. I don't know if
heroin.
I don't know if heroin does. I mean, heroin damages your brain.
It can't be good.
Because I was thinking that maybe, you know, the heart attack was coke use related.
Yes.
But it looks like it's heroin. Anyway, what a big bummer.
Right. It sucks.
You know, I don't even know what the fuck else to talk about. There's so everybody's just talking about what's going on in Puerto Rico, of course.
Yes.
Also, I'm sure we'll be coming back to something somebody said or did about the gun thing as throughout the show here.
I know that Puerto Rico is surrounded by big ocean, big water. Is that correct?
It is.
How in the fuck is, I mean, even that, they're part of America. How are there people there dying of fucking thirst with no water and no food? How is that happening? It's ridiculous.
All appropriate departments of our government, from Homeland Security to Defense, are engaged fully in the disaster and the response and recovery effort probably has never been seen for something like this.
There you go. Never been seen. Never been seen. No one's ever seen anything like this before.
Is he just nuts? Does that speak to some sort of weird insanity? Some fucking...
Among other,
I don't know, man. Some, well, I don't know.
He's a carnival barker.
Right.
Never been seen for something like this. This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
Good fucking God. And he says water weird. How do you water. Say water? Just like you would.
Water.
Water.
Folks, if you're watching the news, you know.
Good cry. Water. Just water. What is it? Water. Ocean water.
Big water. Ocean water.
Don't sound like a nut. I don't want him to sound like Obama, I guess. I think there's no way he's going to. There's no way he's going to have the charisma that Obama or Joe Biden ever had. I know that. I get it. But we don't need him to sound like a wacko. Big water. God damn. What the fuck is wrong with him?
It's surrounded by an ocean.
Did he think of that? I think he gives zero thought to these speeches. He doesn't give it. Maybe he has ADD or something, and he can't concentrate on anything. And so he can't properly prepare to speak in front of people. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, add ADD to the pile.
Right.
Of mental illness that is running the country right now. We've got a typically wonderful response from the right.
Yay!
When we're talking about this shit, not only, like I said, the ammosexuals.
Yes.
The NRA, amazingly silent.
Wow.
Online.
Silencer.
Some of their evil flying monkeys, though, are out there trying to fight the good fight. Like I said, Dana Loesch got in a little Twitter back and forth with, she should be President Clinton, Hillary Clinton, when Hillary Clinton tweeted about they'll be voting, you know, for these silencers soon. And we imagine had a silencer been attached to this gun. Although, from what I understand, you can get a suppressor for one of these big guns like this. You can't really shoot it
right
automatic because it would heat up the suppressor too much. It tends to melt those things. So I don't, that's just what I thought I knew.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong. But it's, nonetheless, you could have kept it on off of, automatic.
Right.
And shot it with the suppressor. But Dana Loesch, trying to defend, unfortunately, saying some of the stuff I was saying earlier. Dana Loesch was saying that suppressors only knock off a few decibels and stuff like that. So she's like, well, we should just be able to have them.
For what?
I agree that the perception of what they do is wrong, but there's still utterly no reason to have them.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
I don't understand. Just because it's all right.
And
for
it
the
looks,
sake of it.
And it looks cool.
Yeah. That's it. I think that's what happens with these gun guys. They love fucking around with their shiny little toys.
Oh, I get to screw my suppressor on there into my gun. Go shoot some shit. Take those chipmunks out.
Yeah. Is it really all that joy that you get out of your shiny new gun? Is it worth a pile of dead kids? Is it worth 30,000 people dead every year? Or you just don't see it like that? You think they think guns don't kill people. Stupid.
What else are they made for?
Yeah, right. I have no fucking idea. I don't know.
And they were even saying that this guy, they were saying he obviously had no training or whatever, but, because you're taught, even if you're on fully automatic, it's Hollywood where you walk into a room
right.
and you just unload, you just hold the button down, trigger down and just,
like in The Matrix. Do you remember that scene in The Matrix where Neo and face and they, you know, they shoot like 3 million bullets?
It just doesn't work that way.
Yes.
To use your ammo wisely, you're shooting short bursts.
Yes.
But
center of mass.
This guy was just spraying seemingly indiscriminately into a crowd of thousands and thousands of people.
What a nightmare.
From 36 floors up. And like 1,700 feet away. So it shows you the power of these fucking rifles, weapons of mass destruction.
WMDs.
If he would have been up there popping away with a pistol, different story.
How many bullets fly out of that gun when you touch the trigger out of an automatic weapon?
I mean, a couple of seconds.
God damn. Why do we have these? I don't understand it.
Right?
And you know, a gun nut, they'll just say, oh, Second Amendment, that's why. Oh, okay.
Pat Robertson of the 700 Club.
Fuck you, boy!
Here we go. Wait a second.
What the fuck has he got to say about this?
Nothing
good.
Violence in the streets, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it happening? You know, what I'd like to give you is the fact that we have disrespect for authority.
God damn. How is...
We're not licking Trump's hole well enough. We have disrespect for authority.
You got to lick that hole a little bit more efficiently and more effectively.
Look at those black people saying that police are not nice.
Is he tying this to, like, take a knee and shit like that?
All together.
How do you make a connection?
Then add in a heap and helping a god being pissed off.
So God
sure
got this mass shooter to fucking kill a shit ton of people? I mean, jeez. Holy shit.
The fact that we have disrespect for authority, there is profound disrespect of our...
Fuck you and your respect for authority, by the way. How creepy is that? What American would listen to that...
Authority.
...and think, wow, he's right. You're not an American.
Yeah.
If your main thing is respecting authority, what the fuck?
Why does that mean 54 people walking around in the street, minding their own fucking business in Vegas.
58.
58. Jesus plus. Christ. Why do they need to die?
The fact that we have disrespect for authority, there is profound disrespect of our president all across this nation. They say terrible things about him. It's in the news. It's in other places.
We don't
places.
Have to respect.
There's disrespect now for our.
We don't have to respect the president. We don't have to respect you, you old Sith Lord fuck.
Oh, my God.
We don't have to respect the president. What country do you want to live in? You want to live in Russia?
Yeah,
you want to
yeah.
live in. Oh, no. You want to live in North Korea with yes. and Jesus. Instead of worshiping Kim Jong-un, you want to worship your God, but have the same society as Kim Jong-un. Everybody has to stand up and goose step to the great leader.
Well, does Pat Robertson thinks, does he think this punishment, the 58 people dead, is this right? Is this punishment just and right? Is it fair? Was God right to kill all these people?
And how many clips could I probably find in 2 minutes of Pat Robertson disrespecting Obama?
Right.
He wasn't even born in this country. He's tearing this country apart. He's wide open.
God, these conservatives in this country that are just under the spell of these fucking Christo Chuants and Fox News.
But then, so back stupid. Then, we were being punished by God because we had a Negro socialist Muslim.
Oh, yes.
We elected him. Now we're being punished by God because we're not respecting.
Is that why Sandy
Hook happened?
I guess that's why Sandy Hook happened, because we had a black president from Kenya. So God was like, you know what? Let's kill some kids.
That's right.
Fuck it.
Some white kids from Sandy Hook.
Good Lord.
These people are vile and
stupid.
Subhuman. These people like Pat Robertson
don't
and
make
his
any
followers.
Fucking sense.
News. It's in other places. There's disrespect now for our national anthem. Disrespect for our veterans. Disrespect for the institutions of our government, disrespect for the court system, all the way up and down the line, disrespect. And when you lose that kind of respect, you lose this authority. But more than anything, until there is biblical authority.
There it is.
God.
Until there is biblical authority.
And when you lose that kind of respect, you lose this authority. But more than anything, until there is biblical authority, there has to.
Meanwhile, fuck you, God. Tom right. Petty dead and this piece of shit still living.
And what do we got? What does that mean?
To restore fraud.
Biblical authority. What does that even fucking mean? And how do you do it?
People like Pat Robertson in charge. He ran in Iowa, right? Remember a couple of times he ran?
Oh, yes.
That's what finally got me woke to politics.
Oh, yeah.
Was when Pat Robertson came in second in the Iowa caucuses. I was like, wait a minute.
Well, fucking not Mike Pence is vice president, man.
I was like, not in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There can't. This isn't going to turn into Iran. Not in America.
It's so fucked up. This guy is a cartoon.
And when you lose that kind of respect, you lose this authority. But more than anything, until there is biblical authority, there has to be some controlling authority in our society. And there is none. And when there is no vision of God, the people say, there's no vision of God, the people run amok. When there's no vision.
Oh, like look at Sweden.
Oh,
holy
yes.
crap. Look at the Netherlands. Those godless heathens running around killing each other left and right.
Oh, they're
fucking
running
each other on the streets.
Oh, they're running amok. Why doesn't God smite them with some mass shootings then?
Right.
All those atheists, those evil baby eaters.
The biggest godless cultures that we have now tend to be the richest and the happiest.
Good God.
And elected Democratic godless. I don't
right.
know. We're not talking to the people like Pat Robertson like to bring up. Well, what about North Korea? They're godless there. They have to be or they're killed. Well, yeah, they have to be or they're
yes.
killed. We're talking about places like the Northern Europe where they're civilized enough and voted and have
yeah.
democracies and social democratic or democratic socialist tendencies.
Well, you know, we were talking about it last week, I think, about how our country is being ruled by the minority and how do we sustain that? I mean, because the majority of the people wanted Hillary to be president. That's
yep.
what the popular vote showed. I bet in those scando countries, you don't have this kind of electoral college bullshit.
Nowhere.
But us! Yes. Why?
There's no other civilized country or any, you know, I mean,
yeah,
country that has democratic elections. There's no other country in the world where your geography means your vote is more important than others.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this country, what it means.
It's bananas.
Is that some of these less populated states.
Right.
Especially in the Senate, equal ridiculously overblown representation and voice. Here's the rest of this fucking Skeksis of evil.
God, the people run amok. When there's no vision of God, the people run amok. And that we have taken from the American people the vision of God, the whole idea of reward and punishment, an ultimate judge of all our actions. We've taken that away. And when there is no vision of God, the people run amok.
Run amok,
no
bullshit.
Vision of God. There's no biblical authority. There's no authority. So he just said it. He wants to turn us into Iran, into Christian Iran. Biblical authority. People like him in charge.
Yeah. And he can't even really articulate what he means by any of this. I mean, he keeps using the phrase run amok. What the fuck does that even mean? He didn't know.
There was even a story over at BillMoyers.com, written by Neil Gabler.
Gabler.
Just what you were talking about. What we talked about last week is that 35 to 40% of our electorate has a disproportionate share of the power here in the United States.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Rural votes are worth more than urban votes.
That is bananas. That's bananas. Why aren't they worth the same?
The last couple of elections show that even the Democrats won 55%. Oh, Republicans in the last election received under 50% of the congressional vote, but won 55% of the seats.
Holy shit.
And that's because of gerrymandering.
Yes.
And that's because of their shenaniganry.
Is that kind of why we don't have reasonable gun control? Because the majority of
that and the money.
Yeah, that's true. People want it, right? I mean, people want to have an assault weapons ban.
Number two, white votes are worth more than minority votes.
But there's a war on white people, by the way.
Black people and people of color are gerrymandered into white-controlled districts, diluting their communities. We've showed that. They carve up the black area like a little piece of pie. You get a few Negroes. Few Negroes so that the black vote does not get a vote.
Yeah.
They're diluted amongst white Buona voters.
Yeah, well, let me ask you something. Why are you playing identity politics? Right. God, fucking damn it!
How can you not? White majorities often work to increase their power at minorities' expense.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Right.
Voter ID laws, and things like that, trying to keep blacks out. The Post found that these kind of laws widen the white advantage over blacks in turnout from 2.5 to 11.6%.
Holy shit.
So all of these measures that they're trying to keep black people from voting has worked.
Well, wait a second. What about this blue ribbon fucking council or whatever they are looking into voter fraud?
Well, they're trying to make it. Yeah, they're trying to make it harder for people to vote. Rich and middle class votes are worth more than poor.
Perfect.
We know that. They try to carve out old people. Old people are worth more than young voters. They try to get old people out and try to make sure that they're going after college voters.
Yeah,
remember,
man.
I don't want you voting where you're going to college. You got to fly home and vote.
Which makes no fucking sense because you're at the college. You're spending money in that community.
Yeah. But again,
you're part of the community.
If young people voted Republican, it would be just the opposite.
Oh, absolutely.
Mandatory voting for all you.
So opportunistic, these fucking GOP assholes.
And then they target single issue voters.
Oh, yeah, like abortion and
guns,
fucking Jesus prayer in school, that kind of bullshit.
Here's something gunny for you. Yes. Anywhere between 70 to 92% of Americans favor background checks.
Oh, okay.
Prior to gun purchases, which is about the highest degree of agreement you'll find on any issue in this country.
Oh, then why don't we just make that the law of the land? If you buy a gun, you need a fucking background check. Why not?
They're owned by the NRA.
Bam!
They pander to the gun owners and the lobbyists.
Fuck you.
When you consider that only 30% of Americans own a gun.
Right.
So less than a third of us.
Then fuck them. Why are we sucking their dick? There's more of us.
But then this is just like income inequality.
Yes.
3% of Americans own half of all the guns. So this is like this guy. They don't just have one. And that's what they're finding more and more. They're not seeing more people buying guns, like more first-time gun buyers. They're seeing people amassing them. Oh, my God. Obama's going to come for my guns. I got to buy 10 more.
Here. It's so fucking dumb. I mean, didn't they see a drop in gun sales when Trump was elected? Because everybody knew he's not going to do anything. There's not going to be fucking gun control.
I have no doubt the NRA secretly wanted Hillary to win.
Yeah.
Because then they can keep their every year. Oh, she's going to try something this year. You better go out and vote. Better go out and buy guns.
God damn. These gun wackos. I remember we did a story a long time ago on a previous episode of Crab Diving, how The Walking Dead, when it first started, the show was so popular. People started buying guns because they saw that everyone needed them in case
zombie apocalypse.
There was a motherfucking zombie apocalypse.
Oh God, people are so dumb.
Idiots. Fucking idiots.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
And you can't suggest guns kill people. It's a nut. That's like saying, guns don't kill people. So do cars drive people? Do they drive people around? I can't say that, right? Hopefully. What about that fucking logic? God. And if this is Sky God sending raining down some weird fucking punishment, then geez, man. Why not a shit ton of cancer? What about that?
Well, he's doing that too.
Oh, okay. Boy. Does he ever answer any prayers or does he just fuck us all the time?
He's giving rock legends grabbers, apparently.
Oh, yes. God damn it. Again, fuck you, Sky God.
While Pat Robertson still skulks the earth.
Oh, yeah. That guy, he's never dying. You know what I mean? Like, that guy is never going to fucking croak.
God, who was it that got into trouble when Jerry Falwell died and was like, good? Somebody famous that was like dancing on the grave of Jerry Falwell and just how profoundly evil that man was.
Well, I mean, he was. You know?
In that, to show how things are not going to change here.
Fuck you, boy. Eat my dick.
The stocks today, Ryan.
Yes.
For American outdoor brands, previously called Smith & Wesson.
Okay.
And Sturm, Ruger & Company, today were up 7% and 6% following the shooting.
But why?
Their stock is up today.
Because
it's going to mobilize the left to scream about guns.
Oh, yeah.
And they know that people are going to start running out to buy them now.
You know, this insanity is why we desperately need some adults in our politics helping us. Because this problem you can't self-regulate this. We can't be trusted as a society to make the right decisions about guns. Obviously, we need the government to step in and say, I don't know.
The head of the NRA's Nevada affiliate has, of course, dismissed calls for gun reform.
Oh, yeah.
When someone has that kind of a mentality, it doesn't matter what kind of laws you have.
It does. Like you just said, if he had a tube of bubbles and he was blowing bubbles down on that crowd, it would be different. But he had a big fucking gun.
Well, yeah. And what about ammunition? I can go down to Walmart and leave with a truckload of ammunition.
And this extended magazine shit, to me, that's always weird that we can't have a law against extended magazines.
Well, right. How do you justify shooting Bambi with I need a 20 clip mag, yeah, or I need a 20 mag clip. I
instead
mean,
of a 10, you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 bullets. Or you could have, you know, count all the way to 20. It's 20 dead people instead of 10, right, or whatever. We're so fucked up. We need my an adult.
Amendment. My Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Fuck your First Amendment. Fuck your Tenth Amendment. Oh, yes. Amendment. I really don't like that 16th.
Yeah, fuck abortion. But our founding fathers, who took 27 minutes to load one of those fucking muskets, I'm sure this is what they envisioned. A guy in Vegas at the top of a building fucking raining bullets down at two or three bullets a second every time you pull the trigger?
Yeah.
That's fucking evil.
So there you go. Go buy stocks. There's a stock tip for you. Whenever there's a shooting, run out and buy stocks in the gun manufacturers.
That is dark, man.
God bless America.
That is like look at us. This is who we are. We are violent. We have bloodlust. We want to fucking kill people. I don't understand this.
I'm a human and I'm coming. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. This is a human. This is what we look like. This I like to fight too.
The fuck does he have to say about this shit?
Sarah Sanders, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, was out spewing the usual bullshit. It's premature to talk about guns.
Oh, of course. It's premature to talk about what role a gun played in a motherfucking mass shooting.
Oh, this is interesting. Now they're saying he had two rooms rented, facing different directions at the Mandalay Bay Hotel. He rented one room facing north and one facing east.
Why the?
Interesting.
Why would he have that?
He was on the fourth day of his stay.
Yes.
He had visited that hotel twice before, was using his girlfriend's slot machine card in the hotel's casino. She's in the Philippines.
Okay.
Right now. They think after breaking the window of his room on the 32nd floor, likely with a hammer, he fired hundreds of shots. Smoke from his shot set off a smoke alarm, which has helped alert police to his location.
Wow. They were able to find out what room. If they hadn't have done that, how would they have found the fucking guy?
His brother said he went to Vegas all the time. He liked playing $100 a hand poker.
That's high stakes or not? Or what is that? What do people usually play? I saw you play poker once at the Ellis Island Casino. What were you playing? $100 hands or?
Blackjack.
Oh, blackjack. Okay.
I wasn't playing.
Different.
$10 blackjack, I think it was.
Yeah. It all looks the same to me. It's people holding cards, staring at it. I don't know.
They think he likely had the guns concealed in some way and probably in luggage. Rifles like that are easy to disassemble.
Perfect. Great.
And, you know, nobody's going to pay attention to anybody coming and going with luggage in a hotel in Vegas.
So the hotel staff, they didn't know that this guy had all these fucking guns. They're like, oh, it's just suitcases. Can they ask or something? Or can we x-ray people's bags, see if they have fucking guns? Is there something we can do? Is there something?
Of like strip searching everyone every time they walk in and out of a place. How about making all of it harder to get?
Yeah,
that was a novel idea.
That's an adult idea. How dare you? This is America where we have tiny man babies in charge.
Yes, bad people are going to eventually get the shit, but why do we have to make it easy for them?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Why can't we make... There are towns where you can't go buy cough syrup.
Oh, yeah, you can't buy a certain amount of cough syrup because they think you're going to make meth with
it, right? Or you can't buy... Yeah, you can't buy some cold medicine because they think you're going to be cooking up meth. Yet you could, in that same Walmart where you have to... you're limited to how many Sudafeds you can buy.
Ooh.
You could go in the back and buy five rifles and a crate full of ammo.
But, you know, that pointing out that hypocrisy, I will say the right has done such a great job of just screaming Second Amendment. They scream Second Amendment, and that is supposed to just silence your argument. That's what we're built on. Our fucking flawless founding fathers thought of that. So God forbid we revisit it.
Very alliterative.
Thank you.
The flawless founding fathers.
Flawless founding fathers. Go fuck yourself.
Also ringing in, I know we're all wondering what Alex Jones has to say.
Nothing good. I don't know. Is he going to come out on the right side? I don't know.
You needed the visual for my reaction.
Yeah. I mean, he's crazy, though. You never know with this guy. He could be. He could think he's visited in the middle of the night by three ghosts or some shit like that. Oh, my God, dude.
So
I think Alex Jones would be great as Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, don't you think?
I'm animated. I'm alive. Drama. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere. I'm here. I'm here.
Is he? I never here. Know what he's done.
I got a life force.
I pump red blood. God, you nutball.
And they're the right wing, like I said, almost orgasmic when ISIS claimed responsibility, saying that they radicalized this 60 something year old white guy in the middle of Nevada.
God, how did they get to him?
The FBI has already said there's utterly no evidence whatsoever of anything like that.
Well, what does the FBI know? According to our president, they don't know jack fucking shit.
But they're giddy over there with ISIS, claiming credit for this because they can't wrap their tiny little white brains around the fact that one of their own has done gone nuts and killed a whole bunch of people.
Fuck you, boy.
Alex Jones, hot off the presses today.
Yes, about 20 minutes ago, ISIS took responsibility for the attacks, and the police have confirmed that he had the reported shooter had recently personally threatened them and posted videos threatening them, saying that he had joined ISIS, joined Al-Qaeda, and that he was basically a leftist, just like Reality Winner, and just like so many others that had converted to Islam and was so angry about Trump and everything that was happening that he went out and carried out this attack. Now, again, clearly it looks like
apparently anger over Trump is causing people to convert to Islam. I wasn't aware of that. I guess we should watch out.
I don't get so
pretty soon we'll be heading to the mosque here, which is not that far from where we are here in Pensacola.
Kate has
those poor people. I feel really badly for our Muslim brethren over at this place.
Oh, yes.
Pensacola. How many Muslims can there be here in town?
I mean, there's got to be some. I mean, this is a mid-sized city. I mean, I know, like, you know, these straight white male Jesus dickheads think they're the only one walking about. But, you know, there has to be some Muslim people here. Maybe three. I don't know. Holy shit.
Brave motherfuckers, I gotta say.
Guys, Jesus.
What's the population here? Oh, like 55,000. That's a decent size.
That's one home game at Wrigley Field. Just to put it in fucking perspective.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
By the way, the Cubs are going to the playoffs again. Who
gives a
shit? You know, it just everything today seems like it just doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
We can't have any. A guy goes up how many floors and just starts killing.
32 floors.
We can't talk about gun control. We can't talk about it. We can't politicize it.
Oh, we can.
Yeah, right.
They say we can. This, we can, yeah. We haven't come that far yet. I mean, they would love to silence us.
Isn't Trump looking for anti-Trump activists on Facebook and social media and shit like that?
Which is kind of ironic how, you know, these are they squeal about the Constitution and everything, but they would love to stop all protests. They would love to stop all dissent. They would love to shut crab diving down because we say nasty things about Trump. Listen to fucking Pat Robertson.
Dude, all we do is...
We're disrespecting the president. You're disrespecting the president.
But if you think of the main thing we do on this show, we read or play clips of what these dickbags say and do.
Right.
We're not making it up.
I'm not Trump inventing
said,
their quotes, yeah.
Puerto Rico surrounded by big water, big ocean, whatever the fuck that means.
Big water.
God, he's bizarre. What the
and
fuck?
And my warmest... Condolences?
Who taught this fucking guy how to talk?
My greatest, our biggest condolences, our deepest condolences. It's just not a phrase that normal humans use.
Don't these dick bags that grow up in these rich, privileged white families, aren't they shipped off to like a finishing school or something where they teach you how to
talk or some shit like that? We saw that these legacy...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These legacy people who get into colleges where they don't have to... They don't look at their grades because Daddykins went there and donated hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to the to their alma mater. So, welcome, open George W. Bush. Boo. Come to Harvard.
Right.
Get a C.
That's right.
He got a C in Harvard, which means he was failing miserably.
No, yeah.
If his bump for being...
It was a C.
The former president's son is a C, he must have just been a horrible moron.
How did Obama do in Harvard? Didn't he go to Harvard? I think he was president of the law review.
He was cum laude or something
like that. Yeah, he was the cum laude guy, and I believe that's more than a fucking C.
Editor of the Harvard Law Review.
It fate.
But he wasn't really there. Nobody. I talked to people who went to Harvard at the time. Nobody saw him there.
He came a long way from being born in a hut in the middle of fucking Kenya. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Harvard Law Review, now president. Jeez. And my favorite story about Obama, all the bullshit that came out. Somebody suggested that he was turning tricks on the street corner to pay for his college textbooks for Harvard. He was sucking dick for textbooks. You picture Obama.
I was so angry about.
Can you picture Obama on the street corner with like a little mid-drift thing?
Daisy Dukes.
As a prostitute.
Trump and everything that was happening, then he went out and carried out this attack. Now, again, clearly it looks like he had help, but we saw the October 1st event of the 100 years.
There's no evidence that he had help. Where is that from? Citations.
Yeah, dude. Where'd you hear that, nutball?
people all the time when shit like this starts happening sometimes say, oh my God, it's coming from everywhere. Yes. There were people who were like, there were multiple shooters. They're coming from everywhere. Well, you couldn't. It was echoing. You couldn't tell. You couldn't hear where things were coming from. The FBI and the police are confident he was the lone shooter. That's it. They're obviously investigating, but there's no evidence. There's nothing suggesting that there was anybody else. If this is what Alex is going by, these first reports of where witnesses were running around saying there was more shooting, this is...
Is he going to say this
irresponsible journalism?
I got to give it to the right wing nut job. Or no, it's the left wing. Right. How they put this false flag together is really impressive.
Yeah, we're quite talented.
Those, what do they call it? Those actors? Those what actors? Tragedy actors?
Crisis actors.
These crisis actors. They are Emmys all around for this one, guys. Good fucking job.
Did you ever do shit like that?
What do you mean? The crisis actors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the time. That was my thing. I mean, is that real? Do people actually do that?
Well, I told you the one time I did, I got a gig where I was, it was a training exercise for police.
Oh, okay. No, I never did that.
And I had to be, I ended up being the bad guy.
Yes.
Holding a bank full of people hostages.
Oh, did you really?
And
That's cool.
They set it up on the phone where they called me every few minutes to negotiate with me. Yeah. And I had a little script, and then they had, well, not a script. I had a timeline of what I would have to do when, and I killed a hostage at one point.
Ooh, how'd you kill him?
I shot them with my non-existent gun.
Oh, okay.
But then they kicked in the doors and came in and yelled bang really loudly like they were flashbangs.
Yes.
And took me down. And at one point I was... I was on my stomach with the guy with my hands behind my back, and I was like, simulation.
Okay, guys.
Simulation.
You won.
Simulation.
Man, that sounds like
it was a lot of fun, actually.
Gig,
it was really a lot of fun.
That's cool.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
I've never done that. It sounds neat. Simulation.
Here's the rest of Alex Jones.
Yes.
Of the Bolshevik Revolution coming up, and I'd been predicting that starting October 1st, we'd see terror attacks. In fact,
the Bolshevik Revolution.
What does this have to do with this shooting?
Bolshevik Revolution. I predicted October 1st, we're going to see more terrorist attacks.
Bolshevik Revolution coming up, and I'd been predicting that starting October 1st, we'd see terror attacks. In fact, last night with Matt Bracken, I said that I was surprised we hadn't seen a terror attack yet. As of October 1st, So I'm going to be doing some live feeds coming up. I'll let you finish up with the survivor here that you're talking to. We're so glad that she's doing okay. And then I'm going to do some live reports as well.
I think he was interrupting somebody else's show on his network with this gem.
Breaking all this down. But the Associated Press on Infowars.com, drudgereport.com is the full coverage. The video of him saying the threats, all of it is there. We'll be airing all of that coming up very soon here. And then I'll be live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. breaking it all down. We have a big CIA whistleblower as well joining us.
CIA whistleblower.
Good God, he's got a whole thing.
Oh, sure. He's prepared.
Does he just have stock people hanging around? Hey, give me a whistleblower.
So there you go. It's basically a leftist plot.
That's impressive.
That somehow we're getting people to convert to Islam or something like that. I don't know.
That's the reason.
Sometimes I need a chart to figure out the moronitude of the conspiracies of these loonies.
Yeah, that's crazy. Congratulations, Alex Jones. You're spot on this shit, you know?
Also ringing in.
Hello.
Unsurprisingly.
Yes.
Here on the shooting.
Right. Squirting.
Is Jabba the Gun.
No, what the fuck does this disgusting piece of garbage have to say, man? This fucking guy.
Excellence in broadcasting. Excellence in broadcasting. Wrestling bar.
You know what I don't understand? How do we never, what? How do these people never say anything good? We play clips of them all the time. They never say anything good or remotely productive for our society. They're always just 100% shitheads.
Rush can be a little funny. A little.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in his mindset.
Yeah, but still.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if that's your mindset, when he takes a shit on Hillary or whatever.
Ooh,
you're like,
yuck. It's an amazing ability. Their X-Men power is to be on the wrong side of history all the fucking time.
Well, here's Rush Limbaugh.
Hey.
He's a little upset.
Suck my dick.
You know why he's upset?
Why?
He's upset at the lamestream media, Ryan, because they won't let them say it's ISIS.
Oh, fuck you guys. Come on.
They won't agree that this is ISIS. What do you mean? ISIS took responsibility for this. And they're saying there's no evidence. They're trying to cover it up, Ryan. The mainstream media is trying to cover for ISIS.
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus.
It's the biggest coordinate
UK ever. Independent just published an article with news that ISIS had taken credit for the attack. Basically says ISIS is quite disciplined, seems to be more right than we think. This is the UK Independent. Here's from the article. A simple tabulation of past claims of responsibility for attacks in the West show that ISIS has been surprisingly disciplined in only claiming attacks that they have either directed, enabled, or inspired. Rukmini Kalamaki, a New York Times correspondent focusing on ISIS and Al-Qaeda, uttered those words to the UK Independent. In other words, we don't...
I don't believe that's true, by the way. Because you notice he just said, this guy said.
Right.
He's not quoting that as a fact.
Yes.
He's saying, this guy just told the Independent that.
Yeah, that somebody said, Rudiki Katamaki.
Well, that's it. Rudiki Katamaki Karlamari. is telling the UK Independent this. So it's right. Not, this isn't, I don't know, citations, please.
You know, I got to say that the great thing about working for an Alex Jones
have much-
is that, or Rush, is that you don't really have to be right or truthful.
Any of these.
Or have any citations. It must be easy to be this kind of journalist.
And Al-Qaeda uttered those words to the UK Independent. In other words, we don't have much evidence. They make things up. When they claim responsibility, it pretty much has been true. They're surprisingly disciplined. They do not claim credit for things they had nothing to do with.
Not true.
Also from the article. And again, this is the UK Independent. Making false claims would also leave ISIS open to accusations.
They're saying several of the experts that were on today were saying that ISIS is in the shit right now.
Ooh, yes.
They lost most of their territory
right.
in Iraq.
Yes.
They're splintered now, and right. that the poobah of ISIS, not that long ago, a little while ago, said, well, okay, we need you guys to start doing stuff in your home nations. In other words, there's nowhere to go train anymore.
Yeah.
There's no organization. So he's like, hey, could you grab a car and go drive into a farmer's market or something for us, guys? We'd appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah, we need you guys to start doing shit so we can keep our name on the map.
Well, right. And so most of the experts that we're talking about today said that they'll take credit for anything now because
they need it.
They want to feel relevant. Right.
Right. God damn, do these ISIS and Al-Qaeda, do they like have SEO guys and do they have social media guys that sort
of... Yeah, sure.
Like any other company would?
They had websites and sure.
Is there somebody at ISIS with Hootsuite open, putting articles in Hootsuite?
There's an IT guy.
Yeah, I guess. That makes fucking sense. I mean, shit. Man, that's nuts. I mean, it's cheaper to just take credit for shit and to actually produce your own terrorism. I mean, if there's terrorism,
they claim attacks they've not committed, which while spreading fear and dismay would undermine trust among supporters. The group's Amaq news agent. Do you know ISIS has a news agency?
Wow.
Oh, did they? What?
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a PR firm, but they've got a news agency, the Amaq EMAQ news agency thrives on accuracy, said an expert on ISIS. He said some ISIS supporters told him they view the group's media as more accurate than Western reporting.
So this is Rush Limbaugh spending 2+ minutes.
Yes.
Defending ISIS.
Right.
And their veracity and their honesty, because he can't wrap his brain around the fact that a fat, old, white guy like him went batshit and killed dozens of people.
Absolutely.
Without a reason.
Yeah. Because if it is ISIS, then you would say keeping the guns away from the mentally ill wouldn't have stopped this, right? Because then that's a logical reason for this guy to blow a bunch of people up or
right.
kill them, you know? That's so fucked up. We're fucked.
So ISIS has its own news agency because they don't trust the American drive-bys to get it right.
Drive-bys.
And you know why that is? Why do you think ISIS doesn't trust the American drive-bys?
I don't know.
No, because they know that the American drive-bys do not want ISIS being credited with this stuff. The American drive-bys want other people to be blamed.
The left-wing media doesn't want radical Islamic terrorism to be accused of that because we're left-wing media is all secretly apparently Islamic.
Oh yeah.
Pro Islam. And I don't know what the reason is.
This is an odd rant. I mean, he really is defending ISIS. So he's saying that the left-wing,
hey, they kill people, but they don't lie.
They don't give them credit. Give ISIS credit where credit is due. They said they took responsibility. How dare you not believe ISIS?
Trust ISIS.
Fuck me.
Over CBS, NBC, ABC, the New York Times, the Washington Post.
You.
Trust ISIS and the Amaq. The AMAQ. The Amaq.
Yeah,
sounds like he's speaking Klingon.
Yeah, he might be.
Amaq.
ISIS being credited with this stuff. The American drive-bys want other people to be blamed.
Speaking of, it's a great outrage in this country that the new Star Trek Discovery series is only on CBS All Access and that other countries get
yes.
to watch it on Netflix and you can turn on Klingon subtitles.
Is it true?
Not here in America.
You can turn on outrage. Subtitles?
It's an outrage. I might protest.
How do you do that?
I may take to the streets. What?
So you're telling me you can, on shows, you can turn on Klingon subtitles?
No. Star Trek Discovery in Europe on Netflix. You can watch it on Netflix in Europe.
Yes.
But here you can only watch it on CBS All Access, which is their paid monthly subscription kind of thing. But if you're watching the Netflix version in Europe,
right,
you can enable Klingon sound, Klingon closed captioning.
Why in the fuck? I'm going to ask a crazy question. Why in the fuck would Klingon, is Klingon's a planet, right?
Well, yes, there's a homeworld, but it's an empire.
Fucking
it's
shit.
It's an empire,
okay.
But go ahead, yeah.
So back in the homeworld in Klingonian or whatever the fuck, somebody came out with their language. Why the fuck would it be with Western letters or whatever? Why is it like our alphabet? So we can turn on. Do you know what I mean? It's strange. Why would they? Because if you can put in subtitles.
Well, but it's how they do it phonetically.
Oh, okay. So what is Klingon
script? The Klingon
script
itself.
Look like?
Well, Google it.
Can you see it on here? God damn it, you fucking nerds.
There's a Klingon alphabet.
God,
of course. What
the fuck? Damn it. That's crazy. Some people are saying Tom Petty's not dead yet, by the way. But I saw he's fucking dead. I don't know.
Let me see. When they claim responsibility. Oh, here's Rush.
The American drive-bys and the American left, there's no such thing as militant Islamic terrorism, right? There is no such thing. So when there is, American drive-bys do everything they can to avoid.
Who says there's no such thing as radical Islamic terrorism? We just don't label everything radical Islamic terrorism. That's the whole point.
Yes.
And we don't label all Islamic people as radical terrorists. There's the other difference.
Right. Yeah. God, it's so frustrating.
But to them, to this fat gunt,
yes,
it's we're saying there's no such thing as radical Islamic terror. What's you crazy?
Just because in this instance, it's not ISIS.
In general.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. We don't want to use that term.
Right.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
It drives
sense.
Them nuts that Obama wouldn't say something was radical Islamic terror.
Because Islam is violent. It's violent, unlike Christianity.
Because Obama thought, well, hey, maybe the several tens of millions of Indonesians who are all Muslim might not like it if I say that. Maybe the Pakistani Muslims may not like it if I say that. The Turkish Muslims may not like it if I say that.
Well, maybe it's not accurate, too. You know what I mean? If it's a perversion of Islam,
right?
Then how the fuck do you call it Islam? It's fucked up.
Crediting militant Islamic terrorism with such acts. And I think we've even discussed this in the past about how this tends to irritate Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They go out and they commit terror acts, and the American drive-by media do not credit them when they claim it. And the reason they don't credit it is because it's an operative point in the Washington establishment that there is no such thing as militant Islamic terrorism.
So
it's citations. Show me one quote, you fat fuck, where someone has said there's no such thing as radical Islamic terrorism.
But is he saying that if the left properly labeled everything is radical Islamic terrorism, there would be less radical Islamic terrorism because ISIS is only committing terrorism on us because we're not giving them the credit?
None of it makes sense.
Well, listen, that guy, that big fat dickhead's all hopped up on ice.
God, how stupid.
He just sits around and talks on a microphone all by himself for hours a day. Who knows?
How stupid are the people that listen to this?
Oh, they're dumb? Dude, they are dumb as fuck.
And now their talking point is going to be, well, nobody in Washington thinks there's anything like Islamic terror. And look at them. Look at, I've seen videos of those sand N-words cutting people's heads off.
We just can't, we just shouldn't let everybody vote in this country because you're just not smart enough. You know, it's just not, people can't think critically. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can't see why Obama didn't want to label everything as radical Islamic terrorism for the reason you said, like, it alienates people that practice Islam, and how many people on this planet practice that? Oh, you know, a shit ton. If you can't see that point, it's not a complicated point. Then how the fuck can you make a decision in the voting booth that's not goddamn stupid? And I don't know. I how the fuck are you smart enough to vote? Make an informed fucking decision.
It's a it's an operative point in the Washington establishment that there is no such thing as militant Islamic terrorism. That was true in the Obama State Department. It was true at the Obama Defense Department. It was true at the Obama Department of Homeland Security. There was no such thing as militant Islamic terrorism, remember? Well, when there is, and ISIS is responsible for it, they get ticked off and they don't get credit. So they form their own news agency.
They get ticked off, they don't get credit.
They form their own news agency. By the way, we got to get that elephant. Kate, go herd that elephant over into the green room very loud.
When have they not gotten credit for something that they actually inspired, trained, or when have they not gotten credit?
Never. They always get credit.
What is he talking about? And is it just the fact, and even the White House would say, we know ISIS did this, because he wouldn't go out on an international stage and say radical Islamic terror.
Right.
That means they didn't get credit.
Oh, okay. I see.
They didn't get to take their curtain call.
So that's the phrase they're stuck up. They're stuck on. It's just semantics.
What?
It's
if you rub two brain cells together, you can see how stupid this is.
It's so dumb.
And what a lie it is.
And also, am I to understand that terrorism is never labeled radical Islamic terrorism because it's never labeled radical Islamic terrorism?
Well, right.
Like that. I just don't. It hurts my brain to try to figure out.
To not think that much?
Dickhead is trying to say. Take more, Rush, take more pills. Get back on the opioids if you're not on them. Just fucking.
How can you not listen to that? I mean, how can you listen to that and not think this doesn't make sense?
How can you not? Yeah, you're right. How do you not see through it?
How does this? This does not make sense.
How do you?
Well, because it's confirmation bias.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
No matter what you hear, you're going to, everything you hear is going to confirm your own belief.
Oh, I see.
So even if it's completely right, contrary to your own beliefs, you utterly dismiss it as a lie, bullshit, fake news.
That's where the Sandy Hook truth or shit comes from, right? It's so insane that your brain sits there and thinks, oh, well, this must be a false flag operation from the left. They got crisis actors, little kids, to pretend they got shot. That's nuts. Good God.
You have to go through just massive levels of insanity and complications and complexity and Occam's razor.
Yeah.
Is usually quite apt.
Right. So everybody's just so fucking dumb sometimes.
Do you want to hear? This is the guy. This is the B team over at InfoWars.
That's right. The matinee squad at the titty bar.
The morning host.
Show me your C-section.
Of the InfoWars channel.
David, oh, God.
David Knight.
So this is the B string or whatever?
I think we've heard him before. Yeah, this guy's really. I was just going to say he's really crazy. How is Alex not? But this guy is maybe even a half notch above Alex with his insanity.
Because Alex Jones will clean up to a point that he can go to some like thing and hang out with Roger Stone.
And he's entertaining.
Yes. He's good. He's funny.
And funny.
Yes.
This guy is none of the above.
He's just mean.
Yeah.
Right?
This guy's awful. If it's who I'm thinking it is. I think I'm pretty sure it is, but here's his response to what was going on with what happened last night with the horrific shooting.
Okay.
InfoWars. Listen to this music they play.
Monday, October 2nd, 2017, the largest shooting in U.S. history is unfolding now in Las Vegas. Of course, the shooting event is over.
It's the biggest ever.
Do you know what that music
no
is?
No one has ever seen. It sounds like a 1950s Western.
I was going to say, it's either like Lorne Greene, like, what was the thing with Lorne Greene?
Ponderosa
Haas. Remember Haas?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. What the fuck?
It's an ancient TV show.
Okay.
Wasn't it Ponderosa or was it?
No, it was like Valley, something Valley, something. Maybe it was Ponderosa. No, it was whatever.
Complain My Valley?
I think it was MASH. Who knows?
Bonanza?
Bonanza! It sounds like Bonanza to me.
Here is.
There we go.
I mean, it did sound like a 50s Western, though.
Right.
God, and that's how you're going to open your...
open
your news / entertainment show?
It sounds fucking insane. It sounds like something you might hear scored with the Gone with the Wind, like starlets walking across the field.
Sunday afternoon family movies on PBS.
Bomb, right?
Well, InfoWars, they have like, don't they have rock music or some sort of guitar riff going when they intro the show?
Crank up some Nugent.
Yeah, yeah.
Some Jailbait.
Hey, God damn it. You're telling me on this fucking planet, Tom Petty, dead or brain dead, Ted fucking Nugent walks, rage. Fuck this. Fuck this shit. Fuck you, God. You suck.
Here we go. This is the Alex, well, this is InfoWars, David Knight, the morning
Yes.
host. Shooting in U.S. history is unfolding now in Las Vegas. Of course, the shooting event is over. Now they are doing inventory, triage to see what has happened. More than 400 people have been sent to the hospitals. And the latest numerical update, we have seen this double now twice. First, it was over 100.
See, there's just nothing remotely fun, funny, entertaining about this guy.
He's weird.
And then now add on the bullshit that comes out of his mouth. It's really kind of creepy.
He's just fucking mean.
Right, right. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Early this.
This is the guy that before InfoWars.
Yes.
Like was typing out newsletters in a basement.
Oh, yeah. And sending them to white supremacists.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, dude.
Going and getting them Xeroxed somewhere. Or maybe had that. What was that shit paper you used to put in?
Mimeograph bullshit. You know,
carbon paper.
I bet that
carbon paper.
Yeah, man. These guys, you'd have to have your own printer because where do you bring your racist paraphernalia to get printed? You know, creepy.
Well, Texas.
Oh yeah, they don't give a shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anywhere. Keep going. Yeah.
I was just doing the KKK social flyer.
Fuck you, boy. You want and t-shirts?
Ron Paul's newsletter.
We'll print up you some t-shirts, some mugs, coasters, anything you want.
Seen this double now twice. First, it was over 100 early this morning, then over 200. Now it's over 400. More than 50 are confirmed dead. As you could hear earlier, there was fully automatic fire that was being shot into the crowd of over 20,000 with the code "Wake Up" at checkout.
I don't know what that was.
And of course, that is one of the things that is so difficult for people to understand as we look at this 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. And as we talked about last week, the fact that we have, it was a Paul Joseph Watson's story, talking about multiple groups saying it's coming November 4th. We have a new civil war that is coming to overthrow.
I can't.
This guy is, he should keep that Ponderosa fucking Bonanza music going. That's better.
We have to wake up to what is happening here because it's 100 years after the Bolshevik Revolution. Now we're going to have a bullcrap revolution that's going to be happening here.
Hey, who's this guy?
Damn.
Who's this fuckstick?
David Knight, Knigget, K-N-I-G-H-T.
Hey, David. Hey, Mr. Knight. You're no fucking Brian Williams, that's for sure. Suck
a dick. I just handed some amazing reporting.
He's good, man. I don't give a shit. He is good.
God, I don't know if I can listen to this guy.
Such a fucking loser.
The government talking about how these anti-fa communists are training with weapons, etc. So there was a lot of stuff that was on the horizon. Last Friday, as Alex Jones was talking to Matt Bracken, they were talking about how there would be some kind of an event that would be firing perhaps fully automatic weapons into crowds. That's what we've just now seen.
Oh, wow. What?
And so we have to understand, you know, we have to wake up.
What a stretch that was.
If Alex,
what a stretch to predict that there's going to be some sort of attack sometime, somewhere, where they're going to spray automatic fire into a crowd. God, how prescient.
Wow, you're like Notre Dame, you fucking dick.
Wow.
You
know what?
Multiple groups saying it's coming.
Didn't you put that study up? Wait, we talked about it earlier, like how many mass shootings there were in past years, and now in 2017, we're even,
it's going to be the biggest ever, best year ever for mass shootings.
You're not the great Karnak if you can predict that in America there's going to be a mass shooting.
Right.
Oh, they're all the fucking time!
I'm willing to bet somewhere, sometime, a car is going to run into a bunch of people.
Oh, yes. God.
Wow.
Dumbass.
What a genius.
Congratulations.
I feel like I feel like a supermodel, except times 10. No, yeah. I feel like I was just taken over by the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Man escape.
Do you think this guy can
Shamantasa.
That sounds like, you know, when Rush Limbaugh was like, what did he say that word? Arger-burger. When he was naming the reporter or something. It sounded like he was speaking in tongues. It's just, when these old, fat, white guys start saying, like, names that are not American.
And they over-enunciate to try to.
You know.
Or even if, like if it's a Hispanic name. Like, you know, they'll like, Jorge Ramos. It's like, oh, yeah. Come on.
You know the Cubs old radio broadcast? Well, Pat Hughes is still on there on WGN, but there used to be Ron Santo, and he played for the Cubs for years. He was played their third base. He was third baseman through the 60s, part of the 70s.
Yeah, when he still had his own legs.
Now he has nothing.
He's deceased.
He's broken. Yeah.
Didn't he have both legs removed? Diabetes?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Oh, God, yeah. But he, when all these, you know, when all these Japanese baseball players started coming over in the, like, I think it was the mid-90s or something, when Ron Santos had to say a Japanese player's name, he would say, who's the most famous guy who's on the...
Ichiro
Suzuki was coming. He would be like, well, looks like, and he would take a break. He would go, you could almost hear him inhale and be like, Ichiro Suzuki. And then he would take another pause and go, God. He can barely get the fucking name out.
November 4th, we have a new civil war that is coming to overthrow the government, talking about how these Antifa communists are training with weapons, etc. So there was a lot of stuff that was on the horizon last Friday, as Alex Jones was talking to Matt Bracken. They were talking about how there would be some kind of an event that would be firing.
Event. Okay, I can't do this.
This guy's a dickhead.
He says, I believe when we see these types of events, interesting, isn't it? That there's always a kind of coincidental alignment as the Democrats have some kind of legislative agenda.
Oh, yes.
That they want to run through.
Oh, right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So this event is shooting.
False flag. This is a false flag event to influence legislation in Congress. In other words, that was a lefty anti-gun guy who apparently was recruited, or we recruited some dummy to go and kill people so that we could then say, that's the reason they say for Sandy Hook. That's the reasoning behind the Sandy
insane.
Hook fake thing, is that that's how we're going to come get their guns, is hire a bunch of extra kids to play dead extras.
Can I pose a question that's very obvious? If these leftists are so anti-gun, then why the fuck would they employ a mass shooting to get what they want?
We're evil and have no scruples.
I'm going to stage a mass shooting to prevent mass shootings.
False flag. False flag.
Good God. This guy's a dick.
So there you go. The Alex Jones channel. He says, now we have some
massive legislation that is working its way through a Republican Congress.
Right.
And we have the largest shooting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a coincidence. Maybe it's just serendipity for those who want gun control.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a bit more skeptical of these things.
He said serendipity?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I can't imagine.
What the fuck? Where'd you pull that one out of, dickhead? Serendipity. Isn't that, when you start out legislation, the only legislation I know about is the GOP want me to be able to buy a silencer at fucking Walmart.
Maybe we have massive legislation working its way through a Republican Congress, and we have the largest shooting. So we're trying to distract.
Yes.
We're trying to distract away from the Republicans working hard to take Obamacare off, rub the black off of us, and to make sure that we get tax cuts for the rich people.
Yes. You know, I agree with Mod Gunn. These people do not get the Bolshevik Revolution. They don't get anything. They're fucking morons.
Wait, they have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
They're
right,
idiots.
Right.
They're fucking idiots. You're right. Fuck these guys.
Well, yeah. Try to explain
dick.
Leninism from, you know, classic Marxism. And anyway, you can't. It's pointless. It's like trying to Ask one of these dummies.
Yeah.
What's the difference between socialism and communism?
Same fucking thing. Same thing. You take all our money and you put us all in uniforms.
Yeah. That's it.
Read a book.
Yeah, dickhead. Read a book.
Educate your fucking self.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do that. Fucking idiots. You're not a fucking book.
You're not confident in the fact that they're going to go out and go to the library and pull out a history book.
How many of these dickheads know that that Les Mis, the musical, was based on the Students' Revolution and not the French Revolution or whatever the fuck it was? You don't know that, do you?
But that doesn't.
Fucking idiots.
I mean, that's obscure.
Les Mis is a huge musical. It's one of the hugest.
Yeah, but what it's based on?
Who knows?
You think how many people give fuck all about what it's based on when they go see it?
Right. It's just a bunch of guys running around in berets singing songs about bread. Fuck you.
And spoiler alert: a whole lot of dying.
Oh yes.
It's like a Shakespeare play.
Right.
What else is going on in the world?
I have no fucking idea.
More stories are going to... Every time I refresh, a new story pops up about some horrific response to...
Can I say something? I don't know if this is... Tell me if this is shitty, insensitive, or stupid, but damn it, man. I mean, for Tom Petty, it just sucks. Like, a guy like... Tom Petty has to die the same day we have one of these mass shooting events. Like, he's not going to be, you know...
You think he won't get his props because of...
No, not at all. Like, who died the same day? The big death last. Who died the same day Prince died? Some actress. Nobody's going to care because it was Prince that died and some other... Who was it? Pam Anderson passed away? Or,
Pam Anderson.
Still alive. Okay.
It was her career.
Okay, give me this... I'm just kidding. Give me some stats.
And God, this poor girlfriend that they're... I mean, if she... You know what? Another weird thing in this morning was they... Even on Morning Joe, I saw people were tweeting about it. The people referring to him, to this person of interest, Mary Lou Danley is her name.
Yes.
Evidently she was this Paddock, Stephen Paddock, the killer, the shooter.
Right.
Don't say shooter. Ooh, I'm sorry. I don't want to offend the NRA.
What do we say then? Like gunner guy that...
The life ender.
I can't even say life ender. Hey, life ender.
She's his girlfriend. They interviewed this guy's brother and he's like, she's the girlfriend. I don't know. She's in the Philippines right now. She's the girlfriend. But they kept referring to her as his Asian companion or his Asian girlfriend or Asian. Like every time.
Why?
I don't know. Because, I don't know, are they trying to brownify him somehow? Somehow make him just off-white?
Right. I have a thought.
Fire away.
And I will... No, don't say that. Say squirt. Because I don't want to offend anybody. I can't say shoot. I remember that story. You know, she's from the Philippines, right?
I don't know.
I thought... She was. Well, then my theory doesn't fucking
work. She's in the Philippines now.
Okay. Well, isn't there Al-Qaeda there?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the deal. You know what I mean? They're trying to connect some non-existent dots.
Sure, that's already about there.
Yeah.
Because you're part of the lamestream media. You don't want to call it ISIS.
Don't you? Hey, you know what my favorite part of the Trump presidency was? And there's so much to choose from. I loved when he called Duterte fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I love what you're doing there.
Superb. I love what you're doing there with your kill squads.
So the apparent girlfriend.
Yes.
Is the
Asian companion.
Are you
kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Who was saying this? That
even Morning Joe.
What?
Was like her Asian, his aide, the shooter's Asian companion or something like that.
God
it's
damn
like,
it. Who the fuck runs MSNBC?
It was really horrible. Yeah.
Hey, Rachel. Do me a favor.
Oh, she is originally from the Philippines.
The next time you're at work or something, go tell your bosses you want to get rid of these Morning Joe cunts. Asian companions. Would Rachel Maddow ever refer to this chick as an Asian companion? That's just weird. You know what I mean? It's strange. Asian companion. I don't know. Fuck.
I mean, she may not know anything. If she's out of the country, she may not know anything.
Doesn't it sound like this guy was fucked up I mean, it doesn't sound like he was reaching out to people. He's all by himself in this hotel. Lost
a big amount of money.
Right.
Snapped, went nutballs.
The guy's at a casino.
Wait, what did Sean Rouse say? Just.
Oh, the. Come on.
Comedian Sean Rouse, amazing comedian, fancy, yeah, famous dude.
He's famous for being in that movie with about the Doug Stanhope tour called The Unbookables.
Oh, he's one of the Unbookables, yeah. Sean Rouse, did he tweet it or Facebook it?
Facebook.
He's a funny dude. He's the guy, he's got an affliction, right? Of some sort, some kind of a horrible neurological disease or something.
Severely fucked up physically. I don't know the details. That I don't know if that's what his doctor calls it. But
he said something. Ryan's looking it up. I'll keep going though. But
I got it right here. It says Sean Rouse says, "Just imagine losing everything you have at the tables in Vegas, and when you get back to your room, drunk." You can't sleep because of someone playing that happy-go-lucky new country bullshit. Then you remember you brought your entire arsenal of automatic weapons with you. Right. This guy could be any one of us.
Right. but that's what happened. But did he bring his entire arsenal? I know Sean's being funny.
Yeah.
But did he bring his entire arsenal?
I don't know.
I don't think he totes it around oops. Obviously, there was something. Or did he snap and then amass this arsenal all of a sudden? I don't know. That's what they're investigating.
Can't you fucking just...
Or ISIS.
Right.
FedExed some guns to him.
Oh, that's probably what happened. Maybe his Asian companion had him messengered over for fucking the Philippines.
My little Negro friend. I mean, why? Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
It was really weird. It really was.
But how many bags does it, if you're, okay, I don't know. I'm a ninny hippie little cuck fuck. I don't know. How do you carry an arsenal of weapons with you? Does every gun get his own bag? Is it like a guitar case? You know what I mean? Like there's one guitar in each case. You have one bag with a shit ton of guns in it. If you have a bunch of bags.
Mind them getting scuffed.
Man, if I worked at a hotel, I'll tell you. Right.
If you don't want to scuff your gun.
If I worked at a hotel and I saw a guy coming in the room with a lot of bags that they hold guns in it, I'd say, hey, what's up with all the bags? What's in there? Not guns, right? Ha 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 ha.
Oh my God. This one tweet says, sounds like he was a Muslim convert that was brainwashed by his Asian companion.
Asian companion. That happens. You know, you got to be careful, right, Kate? If you employ an Asian companion, at times, if you're not paying attention, they could brainwash you. And the next thing you know, you're shooting people.
So if she's all ISIS-y, shouldn't she be running around in a burqa?
You said ISIS-y?
And they work. She worked at casinos.
Yeah.
She said, I don't think she's a member of ISIS.
I was going to say, this is all coming together one beautifully. I get it now. I know what happened. Asian companion worked at a casino. Brainwashing, bring all his guns upstairs, and he hates country music. It's all those things.
God, even these people were tweeting like, well, here's a rumor I saw.
I saw,
Here's a rumor I saw.
God.
That they have her in custody in Dubai. She's in the Philippines. They have her in custody in Dubai.
Yes. But she is an Asian companion, so she is what? She's what? She's what? She's Wiley.
Oh, well, yeah.
You can't
trust
her.
Let her drive.
Oh, yes.
Holy shit.
What the fuck, guys? Fuck. Morning Joe said Asian companion. God, fire this guy.
Yeah, here's a tweet. Why doesn't the news say that he's a white man, but they're quick to call out his Asian companion? This is when it was first breaking. Actually, when I woke up.
Yes.
I mean, I knew it would happen. I knew it had happened before I went to bed last night. But right. When I woke up, they still hadn't. They hadn't shown a picture of the shooter or
right.
or even identified him at all.
Yeah. Did we? And we didn't know anything.
But we knew. I knew he had an Asian companion.
How the fuck did you know that? Why are they calling it an Asian companion? Don't they know it sounds stupid? It sounds so fucking dumb. If it was a white girl, would they have said, you know, Nordic, Germanic, or whatever the... What do you call white people? Caucasian?
Yeah.
Nordic companion. They wouldn't have said that. It sounds weird.
Caucasian of companion.
Yeah. They would say, you know what they would say? Normal companion. Racism. Regular, like Archie Bunker. Oh, is he black or regular? That's what your Archie Bunker would have said. If you don't know what that show is, you know, you probably didn't understand the Bonanza reference either, so I don't know what to tell you. Get woke.
I saw something recently. They were talking about All in the Family and how Archie Bunker was the people now.
Right.
They don't realize that Archie Bunker was the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
he was the target of the whole point of the whole thing was that he was a bigoted right-wing lunatic asshole surrounded by all these kind liberals, including his daffy wife.
So you're saying that I don't think All in the Family would work now. I mean, it might do the wrong thing. If they don't get it, they don't get it.
Well, they'd be screaming, un-American. How dare you go after real Americans like Archie Bunker?
Do you remember when
making fun of real America?
Do you remember when Sammy Davis Jr. kissed him?
That was one of the best ones, yeah.
I also like, too, when Edith, because, you know, Edith kind of played this daffy character that was sort of aloof, but she was always his moral compass. And when Edith went out somewhere and brought some friends she had met back to the house to have dinner, and Archie finally figured out that they were swingers.
Oh, that's right.
God, that's a good episode. Go buy all those episodes of All in the Family on crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a piece of. Bam.
Do you want to hear what Dildo Riley has to say about
horrific
shooting? Meanwhile,
shooter.
You know, he was back on Fox.
No, I didn't know that.
He was on Hannity. Because of his new book.
Oh, okay.
That's out.
Oh, a book.
And he took the time to take a shot at the woman that had accused him. All the bullshit.
I'm an atheist, but...
Back on Fox.
I want to believe for a second there's a special place in hell for this dickhead. But there's not. Yep. He's just going to be mulch.
Dildo Riley.
Last night, a gunman opened fire on a large crowd at a country music concert in Las Vegas, Nevada. He brutally murdered more than 50 people and wounded hundreds more. It was an act of pure evil.
Shots were fired while Jason Aldean was performing at the end of the 3-day Route 91 Harvest Festival, which...
I mean, listen to that shit. It sounds like a Call of Duty game.
Sounds
unreal.
I mean,
it really is crazy.
Why do we have these guns? Why do we have these guns? They should only exist in Call of Duty.
This is at The Hill, by the way.
Performing at the end of the 3-day Route 91 Harvest Festival, which reportedly drew 30,000 attendees. Aldean.
It's 80% of the population of Pensacola, Florida.
Good God, 60%. Dude.
Do your math.
Did you ever go to that festival, that Route 91 or whatever the fuck it was, country music festival?
I've been to country music festivals before, but not that one.
The Butterfest?
That wasn't specifically a country music festival, but yes.
I love that.
I was at a couple of Butterfests in Wisconsin.
What do they do there? They just make butter, they hand it out, they celebrate butter.
Well, brats.
Yeah.
The corn is the best thing because they grill corn.
Elotes.
And then they have... Well, a lot of times what they would do is they would take a 40 of beer and cut off the top of it, and then you fill that with butter, and it makes the perfect corn dipper.
And there's sharp edges on that 40, though.
Well, they would, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. But they would, God.
Well, I'm just thinking about it. How do you do that? How do you cut a fucking 40? How do you cut a beer?
They have those can cutters.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that existed.
And they would dip it into the...
The
dip the corn
festival.
Right down in the fucking butter.
Right. Celebrating Wisconsin's butter and diversity, right?
Packwaukee Butter Festival.
Yeah.
Indies.
I'll Achy, breaky heart 19 times.
How many chords?
In the song, too.
That's it.
He was rushed off stage and said later in an Instagram post that he is safe. He called the attack, quote, beyond horrific. Sheriff Joe Lombardo told reporters.
Okay, well, this great, by the way. I don't know.
God damn. I don't know who you got reading
your video. But
somebody.
Holy shit,
man.
There's so many good voice actors out there who need the work.
She is soberingly boring.
So Dildo Riley, I thought this was the audio of Dildo, but it's not. He was on, posted on a blog post. That's why there's no video of it.
Trump sounds like he's on Quaaludes. That thing.
He's so horrible at reading. So horrible at reading.
Big water.
He said something during that. They didn't play the whole thing. I wish they would have. He said something where he obviously fucked up the prompter.
Ooh,
like
yes.
He went into the next sentence when he should have had a period there.
Right.
But he didn't go back and correct himself usually does. He just kept going. And
yes.
It sounded like he's speaking a foreign language. Like he has no idea what the hell he's saying.
Yeah.
Orders that the suspect.
Way to make the
country. Dildo Riley wrote on his blog post, quote, public safety demands logical gun laws. But the issue is so polarizing and emotional that little will be accomplished as there is no common ground. Well, I mean, he's got that first part right. Logical gun laws. The NRA and its supporters want easy access to weapons while the left wants them banned. That's not true.
That is not true at all. We want an assault weapons ban. We want a high capacity magazine ban, right? We don't want that.
Sure, and you can have everything else.
How about a
background check?
Oh,
you don't need silencers. How about a background check?
That's the most important thing, right? No, it's not. It's I don't know. It's all important. Right?
Right. And there should be people like keeping track of that shit. Like there should be someone every time you should have to renew your gun license every 2 years or so and go through another check just to make sure that you should still have this, because maybe that would catch people like this guy. Maybe suddenly he's seeing a psychologist who's like, this guy's kind of violent. We're going to have to flag him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I mean, sure. Whatever.
I have to go get a new driver's license every fucking couple of years.
Whatever. To prevent a Sandy Hook or any one of these fucking things. I think that the deal is if you have a gun, you have to store it in a central location. Every time you want to shoot it, you got to have a little buddy that goes with you. And you're not allowed to hold the gun or load it. You're allowed to pull the trigger. That's it.
O'Reilly said, this is the price of freedom.
All those dead people?
Violent nuts are allowed to roam free until they do damage, no matter how threatening they are. That's the price of freedom.
Holy shit. All those dead kids at Sandy Hook, that's the price of my freedom. That's insane.
My experiences covering gun-related crimes have shown me that government restrictions will not stop psychopaths from harming people. They'll find a way.
But like you said, it'll be harder to get the guns, right?
The Second Amendment is clear that Americans have a right to arm themselves for protection, even the loons.
Loons. We say that's our word. We say that. Fuck you.
I'll have to file an injunction.
Give me back my word, dickhead. Loons. You're a loon.
We're taking back the rainbow.
He's a loon. Yeah, and the rainbow. The rainbow.
Democrats have ramped up their calls for stricter gun control. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut said Congress needs to, quote, get off its ass and do something.
Bam! Fuck yous all around, dick bags.
But of course, the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said, there's time and a place for a political debate, but now is the time to unite as a country.
How? I'm being shot to death. How are you going to tell all those people that got killed to unite? They're dead, you dumbass. You fucking asshole.
So there you go, the price of freedom.
How are those kids at Sandy Hook going to unite? They're fucking dead. They're dead as shit. What the fuck? She is infuriating. Ugh. Man, fuck you.
So there you go. We're just about done here, actually.
No, thanks for listening, guys, on this shitty day. We lost Tom Petty and all those fucking people.
Yeah, if you, I don't think you can buy guns on Amazon, but if you want to buy some books about guns, watch some movies with guns, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal fuck Media. All. Or listen to some books. Go to crabdiving.com/audible.
Hell yeah, baby.
And sign up there. I think you get a free trial.
That's right.
And then I am a member. Enjoy.
You're listening to Hillary's book now, right?
I'm finishing one now.
Yes.
But I downloaded Madam Should Have Been President's book.
Damn.
Because I want to listen to that shit.
It's fucking infuriating.
While I'm on the treadmill.
She won. She won the fucking popular vote. But fuck you. It's America.
Exactory.
What the fuck?
Let's call it here. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this lovely Monday. Well, we've had better
fucking Monday,
but we'll be back tomorrow yelling, screaming again and slinging e-turds at the right. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're at crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews, it helps us.
Yes.
Not on crabdiving.com because we're the only ones reading them, but put it on iTunes and Stitcher. It really does help.
Yes.
Spread us on Facebook and all that. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a great evening, everybody. Stay safe.
Guns kill people, okay? Fuck you.
So I've heard.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. God. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.